Afternoon Truth Wins team. Oh, forget it. Well, forget it then.
So just forget it.
Just forget it. Well, we'll start off with prayer because we won't ever forget to do that. And right. Then we'll be right off on our lesson.
Dear Heavenly Father, we thank you, Father, for this production. Thank you, Father, that we are more than conquerors through Christ Jesus, our Lord. We thank you, Father, that the Word of God permeates our being and everybody listening, that we are all walk as kings in life by Christ Jesus. We thank you, Father, that we this production today is very well understood so that we're able to make a quality decision in our lives each and every day. We thank you, Father, in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen. So we're going to go right into our lesson and then we'll be back with you.
It says in Philippians 3, 12 through 14, not that I have already attained or am already perfected, but I press on that I may lay hold of that for which Christ Jesus has also laid hold of me. Brethren, I do not count myself in to have apprehended, but one thing I do, forgetting those things which are behind and reaching forward to those things which are ahead. I press toward the goal for the prize of the upward call of God in Christ Jesus.
Oh, so that's a really important thing because we all know that Paul did a lot of things he probably shouldn't because of ignorance. He actually thought he was doing the right thing, but he wasn't. And then once he met Jesus or the Father on the road to Damascus and he became blind and then he went through his experience, he became a new man. So that's something for us to remember. He's telling us if we commit sin, we ask for forgiveness. The important part is you change. You can't just not do anything. It's not like you ask for forgiveness and you keep doing what you were doing. He became a completely new creation in Christ Jesus. So let's see what else he tells us.
It says in 1 Timothy 1:11 through 16, according to the glorious gospel of the blessed God, which was committed to my trust. Glory to God for his grace. And I thank Christ Jesus our Lord, who has enabled me because he counted me faithful, putting me into ministry, although I was formerly a blasphemer, a persecutor, and an insolent man. But I obtained mercy because I did it ignorantly in unbelief. And the grace of our Lord was exceedingly abundant with faith and love which are in Christ Jesus. This is a faithful saying and a worthy of all acceptance that Christ Jesus came into the world to save sinners, of whom I am chief. However, for this reason I obtained mercy, that in my first Jesus Christ might show all long suffering as a pattern to those who are going to believe on him for everlasting life.
Wow, so, whoops, I went to the, must be, oh, I forgot to go back to us. Forget it. But this is an important thing that it's just teaching us that, like, Paul became a new man, really. He did it in ignorance, and God forgives us if we do it in ignorance, and it goes on. So let's see what's next.
Isaiah 43:25-26, I am he who blots out your transgressions for my own sake, and I will not remember your sins. Put me in remembrance. Let us contend together. State your case that you may be acquitted.
Well, and that's pretty awesome. God forgets.
So for his sake.
For his sake. And so it's something for us because we're made in the God kind. So we're for to forget and forgive for our sake and for his sake. It's important that we forgive and we forget and we move on. So let's see the next scripture. And we'll kind of sum all this up at the end. So we're going through a lot of scriptures right away. And then we're going to kind of tell you how it all relates.
Matthew 18, 21 through 22. Then Peter came to him and said, Lord, how often shall my brother sin against me? I forgive him up to seven times. Jesus said to him, I do not say to you up to seven times, but up to 70 times seven.
Wow, so that's like in one day. It's hard to believe someone could do something that bad to you that you need to forgive.
He's saying you always forgive.
But it's really kind of telling us something about God. If we're to do it, God does it too. He'll forgive us seven times 70. So you do something and then you make a mistake. And you do something and you make a mistake. As long as you're repenting and trying to move and press on, like Paul said, to the prize ahead and forget the past. And basically God said he's forgotten it if you've really repented. So you need to forget it and forgive yourself. So let's go on and see what else we're supposed to be doing.
In Matthew 18, 33 through 35, should you not also have had compassion on your fellow servant, just as I had pity on you? And his master was angry and delivered him to the torturers until he should pay all that was due to him. So my heavenly Father also will do to you if each of you from his heart does not forgive his brother his trespasses.
Whoa, and that's such a compelling statement. Like, how do we forgive? It's not like he said they didn't trespass. They did sin against you. They maybe bullied you. They did whatever. But it's our job to forgive, because kind of like the example in the story, the rich man, or the, what was it, a king? I don't know if it was a king, but it was someone who was very rich. His servant came and owed him an abundance of money, like a whole bunch. And he asked for mercy, and the man that was very wealthy forgave him, yet the servant went and harassed the people under him and wouldn't forgive them.
Yeah, and that was bad.
Right, so we have to be willing.
So the master, the head guy found out that he wasn't doing the same as he was doing, forgiving his underlings or his owers, his debtors. And he pulled it back and said, hey, you got to take care of business or you're with your people.
Right. So we're not saying some people go like, I don't understand why my prayers are not being answered. But if you go, it says, if you go to pray and you have aught against another, you have something, get up and leave and take care of that. Because God pretty much says, if you don't take care of forgiving everybody, it says forgive and forget. So let's look at a good example. I always like, I think the book of Job is the very first chronological book of the Bible. And it's very telling because it tells us who the enemy is, which is Satan. And then it gives us just a series of important things that every believer needs to have. So let's see what Job did.
This is in Job 42, 7 through 8. And so it was, after the Lord had spoken these words to Job, that the Lord said to Eliphaz the Temanite, my wrath is aroused against you and your two friends, for you have not spoken to me what is right, as my servant Job has. Now, therefore, take for yourself seven bulls and seven rams, go to my servant Job and offer up to yourself for yourselves a burnt offering, and my servant Job shall pray for you, for I will accept him, lest I deal with you according to your folly, because you have not spoken to me what is right, as my servant Job has.
Right, so...
Wow.
Right, so
and
here...
you know who that was. The Temanite, which was Eliphaz, was Job's cousin. Or his second cousin, I think it was, through Ishmael. Ishmael was his grandfather, or great-grandfather.
So it is showing you, obviously these men gave advice to Job, which you could say wasn't right, and
God was talking direct to Eliphaz, saying, hey, get your act together.
Right, well, but the important part here is really Job. We're seeing Job. Job was not treated right by his friends, so he had to forgive them. So Job repented and realized we have to forgive everybody. And then we realized the three friends had not done what was right. And Job forgave them. And he even did a sacrifice to get them right again with God. So it's like, say someone bullied you, which in a sense they were bullying Job and saying, you must have sinned, you must...
Blah, 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 a lot of half-truths possibly.
Right, but they're kind of being snarky to him, and he had to forgive them, which he did. And then he even did a sacrifice, because that's what God's saying to us. And I used to go, well, you forgive, but you don't forget. But that's not actually what happens, because if we take the example of Paul, if I was one of the early people like Ananias, and I see Paul has had Stephen stoned, so God says you got to forgive him, but kind of in the back of my mind is, I don't want to ever be near, well, it'd be Saul.
I don't want to be dealing with Saul Paul.
Paul, because I'm thinking he's going to stone me. But what God's is saying, no, you forgive and you forget, and then you use the Holy Spirit to direct if you should be with
right.
that person.
That's why you have to have a
forgiving heart.
A really close relationship with the Holy Spirit. He'll give you direction.
Right. So what happens is God, when we repent, forgets it. And as he said, I won't hold your, you'll be acquitted. You're not found guilty. I don't even have a record of it. So we're supposed to forget when we forgive. And someone once said, well, you know, you don't want to really forget, because if you were, let's say they cheated you in business, you want to be sure you don't ever do business with them again.
Right.
But if we look at Paul, when he went to Jesus and he became born again, he was no longer,
Saul,
to Paul, but he was not the same person. So Ananias went and prayed for him, and then he could see. So we're kind of seeing that's what Job did here. His friends hadn't really treated him correctly. His wife hadn't treated him correctly. He was a bit confused, because if you go through, I think there's 20 misstatements in Job that he said. And how can we tell their misstatements? Well, if they don't align up with what Jesus said about the Father, then they're not truths. For we know, and in Timothy it says in 3:17 that it's all of Scripture's there for teaching, learning. It's not all correct, but we learn from the example. So
right, it's an example of incorrect.
So from
action.
This example, we learn that Job forgave his friends, and not only did he forgive them, he forgot about it, and by forgetting, he was willing to go do a sacrifice. He now knew how to do a sacrifice for them, and so he did it. And then let's see what happens when we do what God wants. So God says, if you're going to go pray and ask for something, if you have a problem with a brother, go get that corrected, forgive him, forget, come back and pray. And
then
so
there's no
barrier
or no wall against you and God.
Right, because you can't really be walking in love. Like, God is love, and to be with God, you have to be in love.
You have to forgive.
Right, and if you can't forgive, you're not in love. And if
you
haven't forgotten.
And you know something, it's not your problem anymore when you forgive. If there's a problem, it's their problem. And it's for Jesus' or God's sake that we forgive, so that there is no barrier between us and God.
Right, because then we're in love. When we forgive and forget, we're back to the love that God has.
So if there's a problem, we
don't even know
disconnected ourselves from that problem.
Right, it's like God said, once you've asked for forgiveness, he goes, bring me to remembrance, and he goes, remembrance of it, and you can't, he doesn't remember.
You cast your care upon the Lord.
He said, you're acquitted. It's expunged. It's wiped out of the record. It's not there.
Between you and it.
between you and God.
And God, right.
Right. So let's see what happened to Job when he gets himself right. He's finally knows who God is. He's beginning to understand how to do a sacrifice. Like, we see he didn't do the sacrifice right for his children. He kept doing it and doing it and doing it because he didn't really understand the process. But in this time, he does. So let's see what happens to him. Then from then on, like I said, we're going to pray. We have a problem with our brother. We correct all of it. We're now walking in love with God. We've forgiven for God. Let's see what happened to Job.
It says Job 42:12-16. Now the Lord blessed the latter days of Job more than his beginning, for he had 14,000 sheep, 6,000 camels, 1,000 yoke of oxen, and 1,000 female donkeys. He also had 7 sons and 3 daughters. In all the land were found no women more beautiful as the daughters of Job. And their father gave them an inheritance along with their brothers. After this, Job lived 140 years and saw his children and grandchildren for 4 generations.
Right.
Wow.
So that, so our message.
And we find out, really, he lives, if you add it all up, he lived 210 years.
Right. So what is the lesson? We're going to recap it. It's right there on the wall. Forget it.
Forget it.
Forget it. Don't let Satan remind you of it.
A rock between you and God. A stop.
Right.
A stop sign between you and God.
Right. So I know that you think that's impossible, but with God, nothing's impossible.
Right. So that's why we need to be in that position. We have no barrier between us and God. And God will change things. He created the universe. He created all matter. And he can change it by your words, by you saying it into the system of God.
Right. So I think what's important is you forgive and you forget. You're now walking in love. So then what the verse says, when you come to pray, you know you will have that. It says, ask and you shall receive. So now that you've taken the barrier of not being in love, you can say, hey, I'm getting this. I'm walking in love. There's no barrier. And
yeah,
then you'll be like Job.
You laugh at the devil.
Right. Then you'll be like Job. You'll be back to...
Yeah, Job was laughing at the devil from there on.
Right. So remember, truth wins.
Truth wins.
Like and subscribe.
Truth wins.
If you have any odd against anybody or there's been a problem, we're not saying they didn't do it. You can go to them and say, I forgive you. And you can see if they can, you can reconcile it. Sometimes it can't, but you just forgive and forget. And then.
Right. And you get yourself into the word and let it move in your spirit.
Right. So then if you go to do something with someone like that, because you've really forgotten about it, it's with every case. You always go to the Holy Spirit and say, should I be doing this business?
Right.
Because even if the person, maybe let's say you never did have a problem and you never had to forgive and forget them.
Or you just said something snarky
to
you.
I'm going a different way.
Okay.
So let's say you never had a problem with the person. You still have to ask the Holy Spirit if this is the right business.
Right. Yeah. You got to not just work off your own soul
knowledge.
And your experience and whatever. You need to be in contact with God, the Holy Spirit.
Right.
Brock HaKadosh, so that you're able to make quality decisions. That's why Jesus never made a bad decision.
Right,
he always made the right one because he said, I only do what the Father says, meaning the Father through the Holy Spirit.
Right. So that's what we're going to do. We're going to forgive. We're going to forget. Then in every endeavor, we're going to get up in the morning. We're going to say, God, what would you like me to do? And we'll do it. And we know then everything we touch shall prosper. So we'll see you again
Amen.
Next week.
Yes.
Like and
you
subscribe.
Shall know the truth, and the truth shall set you free.
Right. Like and subscribe. And we've got good viewership. It keeps going up. If you need to, you can
communicate
through prayer@truthwinds.com. Or if you go to our website, Truth Wins, we have a phone you can call if you have a question. And we'll see you next week.